What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
Hi, welcome to the Face to Face Podcast. I'm Jada and I'm here with Pamela. And today our conversation is going to be about art. Do we need art in our lives?
I think we do need art in our lives because I think art is kind of everywhere. I really admire art and like its different forms, like music, and then there is the painting art, and there's also, I feel like fashion can also be art.
Yeah, I could agree with that one.
Yeah. I just really, I really like art. I use art a lot to express like emotions and to help process emotions, I guess. And I really like comics.
No, I think art, we most definitely need art in our lives because, you know, like, just think about it. No art, so that's like no color. Like, it'd just be a dark, gloomy world. Like, just think about it. Like, there's no art. And like you said, that art also in the music category. So it's no music, no nothing. It would be like, it would be boring without art. So I feel like we need art. A lot of people see a nice picture or portrait or something, and, you know, make them smile. So I just feel like we need it in this world. For it won't just be so dark and gloomy, you know. Me, I personally, like, I like graffiti art. I like pop art a lot. That's one of my favorite arts, pop art, I could say. The reason why I like pop art, because, like, if you look at it, it all depends on the way you look at the pop art picture, because it could be popping out to the left, but the other person could think it's popping out to the right. And that's one reason why I really do like it. Like, it's the same picture, but they see different things. That's why I like pop art. The reason why I like graffiti art, it got a lot to do with, like, you know, with music, like graffiti art and street art. That's one reason why I like it, for, like, the New York culture. I like it for that reason, too. For, like, the artists, like, Jay-Z, Biggie, Nas, like where the art started, Busta Rhymes, a couple more.
I like a variety of art. I guess my most favorite art would be character and people making up characters. And I really like stories. I don't like to read books. I really like mangas and comics. And I really enjoy like cartoons too and anime. And I feel like they can really teach. They can really teach you a lot of things, and it can also make you see new perspectives. And I feel like I learned a lot about emotional stuff, like different ways to look at things and understanding how people, like just how to cope with life, I guess. Like I learned that a lot from like cartoons and anime and in books too. And yeah, I like art that makes me feel things. I feel like a lot of people would relate to that.
Yeah. You know, like they say, money make the world go around. I feel like art make the world go around. Mm-hmm. Like another art that I'm really into is sculptures. I like sculptures. And the reason why I like them so much, because like usually sculptures be tall or they be big. So like just knowing a person spent all their time in it and they made this big old project. That's like one of the reasons why I like it. Because I'd be like, but how did they get this piece all the way up there? So like art makes me think out the box a lot.
I like how teamwork, especially for big projects, can't do it alone. Mm-hmm. You need other people to help out. And I really like how communities can be formed from making art. And I just like how connections can be made from art. And you can meet new friends, meet people that you really connect with, because I feel like art is super expressive.
Yeah. I express my feelings through art sometimes. I got a journal where when I just get mad, sometimes I like writing music too, so I'll go and I'll write like 3 or 4 pages of songs, and then I'll like draw pictures. I'm real into drawing, so I watch a lot of videos how to draw faces and stuff. I don't know, I kind of want to be a tattoo artist one day, like just give it a try. But at the same time, I heard it's not the same as like actual drawing, because like I could draw, so like when I was in school, like elementary, middle school, like all my friends and stuff in art, they be like, oh, can you draw this heart? Or can you draw this bubble letter? So I always like art and drawing, but I don't know. I just feel like when it kind of, like the tattoo part is different because it's like a whole nother ball game. I feel like I need to practice more before I touch my skin or anybody else's skin with a needle. The reason why I'm really into art is just because like a lot got to do with the colors. I like art with colors or like art where it's a whole bunch of colors where you could kind of, you can't really describe what color it is. I like art like that.
I feel like my favorite type of art, I think tattoos and like piercings are super dope. And I always like enjoy watching people tattoo. And I think it's just really like, I don't know, like it's going to be on your body forever.
Yeah.
And I like that you can put art on your body. I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah. I say that too. Like a lot of tattoos represent people in any ways.
Yeah.
I got one tattoo, but I want more. But like my mom and my grandma and stuff, they always be like, don't get nothing stupid. So if you get some, gotta make sure it's something meaningful. So like I'll be showing them tattoo ideas. They be like, dog, that's just stupid. Put on your body. I'd be like, yeah, you right. And then I was really serious. I wanted to get a tattoo on my face, but they was like, no, don't ever do that. So I'm still thinking about it. I don't know if I'm gonna do it. But at the same time, I'm like, no, because my grandma made a real good example. Like, if I wanted to work at a job, that's like a red flag to people. Even though I don't associate myself, like, as a gangster or anything, but some people will look at it like that. And the way, like, she was saying it, it made so much sense. So. And then a rapper, Lil Baby, he got none tattoos, none. And he was saying, like, the reason why he don't have any because he don't believe in, like, putting art on your body. But, like, I don't agree with that one now because I feel like it all depends what you put. Like, some people's stuff be so meaningful to them. It makes them who they is, like their tattoos. Like, my mom, she got whole arm sleeves and then like on her neck. My mom got, it's six of us, so it's all six of our names on her neck, like this with, like, stars. And all of the stars are birthstone color. Like, stuff like that, I think that's meaningful. And, like, she also, like, she got this big old cross of my auntie who passed away, her sister. She got, like, all type of things. And then some stuff is, like, why you get that, mom? She be like, I don't know. Because, like, some stuff was, like, when she was younger, my auntie, she had a shotgun on her finger right here. And I remember when she, I think when she turned 29, she had got it covered up with butterflies because she was, like, that's childish and dumb to have it now that I'm grown.
I feel like I would be the type of person to impulsively get, like, a stupid tattoo on purpose.
Yeah, me too. I think I'll be thinking, but like I said, they be like, no, I don't get that. But soon, I want to get one for my 18th birthday, but I don't know what to get. All right, I want to get my brother's name, but I just don't want to get his name. I want to get something, like, meaningful towards him. I also want a neck tattoo. I want to get something on my neck, like, at least right here. I want a couple tattoos in, like, some weird places.
I really want a tattoo, like, I really, like, want a big piece on my back, but they're really expensive, and yeah. I'm still unsure about what design I want, but I really want, like, small, stupid tattoos just, like, on my arm, and, like, when I'm older, if I have kids, or just looking back that I have a stupid tattoo on my arm and just laugh at it, and I really like humor. So humor and art is really cool. I think humor and, like, fun and play are really important things to me.
Do you have any tattoos now?
I really want one. I'm 18 now, so I can, like, go get one, but no money. Very sad. Very sad. And I really want piercing, too. I really want to get, like, a septum and, like, labret and, like, a double nose ring because I have, like, a really wide nose. So I feel like I feel like I use piercings and tattoos as a way to feel better about my insecurities. So if I, like, bring them up, I would feel better about them and or, like, admire them.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that? It's a tattoo show. You can watch it on YouTube. I think it's on a couple other big websites and stuff. I forgot the name, but it's, like, they go on a show and they go with, like, somebody they met. Say that. Say, like, if I'm mad at you, I bring you on a show, and I get to pick the tattoo you get, and you're blindfolded. So, like, some people be getting the worst tattoos, and you get to pick the spot where you want it. But you could always be like, no, I don't want it. So I see, like, a couple people, like, choke out, like, no, I'm not getting that. Because they don't know what it is. So some people really be like, I got to know what it is. Like, this one, somebody wrote, like, a on her face, like, right here. But I'm so for real, like, y'all should watch the show. And then it was one, like, her sister, and she cheated on her with her boyfriend, so she put boyfriend Stiller real big on her back. And another thing that was funny about that one, the sister, they didn't know that she knew about her and her boyfriend. So, like, when she seen the back, she was like, whoa, like, how she find out? And then they have one, they just started this a couple months ago. It's the same show, but it's where people come and get their tattoo removed. They have the, like, a laser where they remove people's tattoos. It's very entertaining. It's funny, though. It's probably, like, 15 minutes long. It's short and entertaining. I like it a lot.
It sounds really funny. I feel like I've watched something similar when I was younger, and it was, like Russian roulette, and it would, like, spin around, like, different options. It reminded me of that.
Russian roulette. Yeah, that game dangerous, man. I don't like games. I don't know. I don't like scary things, period. I remember when I was little, we used to play Bloody Mary. I was always the one never used to play. So, like, all my cousins and my brothers and stuff, they'd be playing. They'd come over. I'm always the kid. Like, no, I'm going to just sit on the couch but keep this one light on. Because they would play in the dark. But I'm like, no, one light got to be on. So they always keep, like, the bathroom light or, like, the pantry light, like a light where you could barely see that one light.
I've always really enjoyed really scary stuff, but my brother, he would always, like, play games with me, and he would be like, I'm gonna go to the Bloody Mary, and, like, I would be scared, because, like, it was fun, but also really scary, and, like, I remember as a kid, my sister would, like, we would pretend to be sleeping, and then she would, like, pretend to be a ghost and, like, scare us, and then we would run away.
Yeah, I ain't really too much into scary stuff, not at all. I mean, don't get me wrong, like, I will watch some scary stuff. It all depends on how scary it is. And it just really depends on my mood. I mean, I say, like, a crowd of my friends going to the movies to watch a scary movie. I'm going to go just to go because everybody else going. 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to like the movie, though. That's what kind of person I am. Like, I'll go. Yeah, I'll go. But, like, I'm probably not going to watch a movie. I remember one time, this when I went to Central. So, like, almost all the freshmen and a couple sophomores. It was, like, a lot of us. And somebody from our school just made, like, a post on Snapchat. Was, like, and, like, she tagged, like, everybody from the school, like, let's go to the movies after school, this and that. So, like, everybody was like, all right, we're going to go. So, we go, right? So, we went to go watch Frozen 2. Now, mind you, I don't really like Disney movies. I mean, I do. I hate princess movies for some reason and too much singing. I'm not into that type of stuff. But at first, we didn't know what movie we was going to go see. And I remember we were trying to see, like, this one movie, but it was rated R. And they was like, we couldn't watch it with our parents and stuff. So everybody was like, we all agreed on Frozen. But I had went to sleep, like, during the whole movie. I don't remember, like, one part of the movie for real. I went to sleep the whole time. And they almost left me in there because, like, we watched the last movie. So it was, like, the last 12 o'clock at night movie. And people was waking me up, like my friends, I guess, probably even though I was there. As soon as the movie came in there, I went in, like, way in the back, put my jacket over me. Bundle up, went to sleep, and then my friends, I look up, like, this girl woke me up. She was like, hey, everybody leaving. I'm what? The movie's over, and, like, the light, you know, like, it'd be all dark, then it gets real light, so, like, the light start hurting my eyes. I'm what? Because that was, like, a long movie. It was, like, a two-hour movie. I went out, everybody was like, where you come from? We thought you left. I was like, no, I was in there asleep. Everybody was laughing, like, we could have sworn you left. I was like, nah, I was just, it was not messing with the movie, but, thank you for joining us today, Pamela.
Yeah.
I really do appreciate talking with you, having a good conversation. Thank y'all for listening, and we're out at the Face to Face podcast.